Hey everyone, Kelly Givens here. I want you to think about a little word with some big implications. Stress. I don't have to say much more for you to start thinking about all the ways your life feels stressful and overwhelming. In fact, I bet one of the reasons you listen to your daily prayer is because it's a calming way to connect with God amidst the stress of life. If that's true, then I want to recommend our latest podcast to you, Breathe, the Stress-Less Podcast. Our host, Bonnie Gray, guides us through the effects of stress and gives us scripture-backed methods of restoring calm, reducing overwhelm, and deepening our intimacy with God. You can find Breathe, the Stress-Less Podcast on lifeaudio.com or by searching your favorite podcast app. We'll also have a link in the show notes. Check it out and let us know what you think.
A Prayer for Celebration, written by Gwen Smith, read by Alyssa Forsberg. There is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Luke 15:10. Jesus told parables to expose the depth of love that God has for humanity. The Pharisees showed blatant disregard for people who they didn't perceive to be as religious as they were and who didn't act like them. What a contrast. I'm reminded as I read this that I need to be careful about how I respond to people who don't share my faith in Christ. I need to value all of humanity and take a sincere interest in their lives, regardless of what they believe. It can be easy to dismiss people who don't look like us or act like us or believe like us, but that's not what Jesus did. Jesus showed us his heart for the lost. He went out of his way to teach and love them. He spoke life and shared the hope of salvation through the repentance of sins. He treasured those that society considered to be throwaway people and reached out to them in love. For the Son of Man, he said, came to seek and to save the lost. Luke 19:10. To seek and save, and savor and celebrate. Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you for seeking and saving me by your grace. Thank you for loving me when I was hard to love, and for the times when I still am. Help me to see others as you see them. Break my heart for what breaks yours. Please use me to point others to your hope. In Jesus' name, amen. Give thanks to God for your salvation and for at least three loved ones who have been found by grace. Pray for the salvation of three lost people who are yet to be found by grace.
Have you ever felt conflict between your faith and feelings? If so, you're not alone. My name's Carly Mercouillier. I'm a licensed therapist and the host of the Therapy and Theology podcast, where we explore popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. I want to invite you to join me every Thursday as we fearlessly name the complexities of our reality, grow in the awareness of who we are, and rediscover the power and purpose of our unique stories through the lens of the gospel. Subscribe today at lifeaudio.com.